No.
Being a teenager is tough because I am in it. Yeah. It's the same way I thought when I was 16. I thought I was facing the toughest moment of my life.
Okay.
And I'm here and it's tough. So I'm wondering, what's it going to be like when I'm 30?
This is what I went through this year. What makes me sad is the fact that I'm only 20 years and I feel like I've got the world's problems on my shoulders.
Let her know that you are not just there for hey baba.
Okay.
So based on now the way you pray, warranty. No, sir. Oh boy, crap. No, the boy name man the problem. To me, I said, please, can we pray?
That was saying people enjoy though.
I am.
See, who needs girls in Corona?
So yesterday I was having a chat with one of my friends, right? She's a lady, and then she was telling me that weddings are for ladies, and that as a man you are supposed to do the kind of wedding your woman wants, your wife wants, to please her. I don't know what you guys think about it. Is it true? Is it false? What do you make of it?
That for me, it holds no water.
Really?
Yes. How so? You know, when you speak wedding, first thing, aside the fun and everything, the first thing that comes into mind is cost. Every wedding has a budget. So if you, the lady, you want a big wedding, no problem. We put pen and paper on the table. This is what I want. This is how I want it. Not to say that I'm being selfish, but I want this. Like Ishmael said, he wants a garden wedding.
Mm.
You have to sit to agree that I want a garden. I want a church. Okay, how best do we do it? Okay, well, we do the wedding in the church. We do the reception in the garden. We suit two sides. But if you want a big wedding, then you should be ready to factor in some cost. So if the lady is insisting, Enamedi, I want a big, no problem. It's a two-way affair. The Bible says, and the two shall be one. So if you are trying to be one in this case, let's put your kind of wedding on the table. We do the budget. Let's assume it's 50,000. Okay, my kind of wedding on the table is 25,000. I can afford the 25,000 without sweat. That is my kind of wedding. But you want us to go beyond my budget, then I believe you should be able to support so that we reach that limit you want. If not, then we live within our means. Because I wouldn't prefer to do a wedding, a classy wedding, and come and suffer after us. I'll prefer to do a very simple wedding, use my money for honeymoon, chill somewhere. It is our wedding, not everybody's wedding. So for me, it's neither here nor there.
Okay.
Whether it's for the woman, it's for us.
Okay.
Because if you tell me it's yours, you get your whole nice gown, whatever you want to do, a solite, which is fine. If I come and I wear some fugu and some batakari, this is mine. Me too, my own this. Yeah. I don't want this one. Then there'll be an issue. So I think it's neither here nor there. It all boils down to understanding.
Understanding. Okay, Mr. Goffery.
Yeah, I agree 90% with him.
90
in a sense that all he's saying is actually what I went through with my wife.
Wow.
Yeah, so putting pen to paper, this but the other 10% is because we had our wedding, the time we had it, because it was a special occasion for her.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was in her birthday season.
Wow. Yeah, so. Wow. Charlie, you put the record.
So I tried to have it at that time because I tried to have it as a wedding present or gift for her.
Wow.
So that's where the wedding is for the woman aspect comes. But aside that, the planning everything was two-way affair. It wasn't because it's your day. Everything should be only from your side, but it was a Giorgio thing.
Okay.
The thing is, every woman should be understanding. If you want to marry me, then I think you should be understanding. And so you should know me very well. You should know, even if you wouldn't know, I wouldn't tell you everything about my salary or something. At least you should know that I can afford this and then I can't afford this. So I agree with him. If you want to go beyond, then me, I will tell you. If you want to foot the bills, fine.
So I thought, I mean, wedding, the anchor, So if the lady wants that kind of posh, you know, wedding, man, if you pursue something like you and I for the course, and I know, so I'm dreaming.
No, but you know, one thing we overlook when you go deeper into getting married, ideally, reception is for the lady. Anything that has to do with food is not in the space of a man.
Not entirely.
I'm coming. Generally, it be a reception, lunch, or bar, the side, they take care of it. Now, you see, but lately we overlook some things because, Charlie, it's not solely you. So we put everything together, we look at the bill, we can do one or two. But ideally, that's how it is. So if you want this big thing, and definitely your gown is your gown. For the gown, you get it.
Enokra.
But you know that. But Enokra is... it's my wife to be. I want you to look classy. So I'm very interested in what you are wearing.
Okay.
And funny enough, I'm a very different person altogether. I'm very particular about how you appear, because your appearance speaks a lot about me. Now, the part that kills me is someone sees you and you look wretched, in quote. And then instead of calling the girl's name and doing whatever you want to do, lambast, do whatever, you don't. They say, oh, you see Mr. Amoni's wife. Like, the mere fact that my name tag is there, I'm very particular about how you look outside. So for me, the whole gown thing, we sit, we agree. Like, I want you to look this way. You see, when they look good and they come, when you see them, you appreciate it a lot. At that point, there's no regret.
That's true. I actually wept during my wedding.
Trust
me.
And when I saw her walking, I couldn't help it.
You get it? And it was like stunning. And you see, the funny part is, you are standing there, you are anxious, you're waiting for your wife to arrive. So that at that point the whole you know, all these things. So at that point, level of anxiety high. So if they appear and they are like top notch, spot on, everything falls, and then emotions goes up. If you are not careful, you see, I use a friend. I had a friend, macho man, his wedding, he wept like a baby. And the wife to be kept wiping his tears, and it kept coming. You understand? Yeah,
I can't wait, man, it's true.
You have no control over it. So basically, how you look and everything is important. How I look on my wedding day is very important to me as much as it's important to my wife. You get it? So for me, I feel it's a plan. Let's come together. In as much as I want to look good, I want you to look good. But you see, I shouldn't be the one complimenting you. You should compliment me, because it's your day. And if you get it right, I am the one coming for you. I am making you proud. That is how the whole thing is. So if you are not happy, then I have a problem, because days after, I'll suffer whatever it is.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. So for me, I don't see it neither here nor there.
Okay. So there's this trend, right? There has to be some photo shoots, videography before. Like,
that matter.
I don't know how it started. Is it necessary?
I think it is.
Is it okay?
Yeah, in a sense that usually people don't know. Like I said, I'm a low-key person. So maybe people got to know I was dating. People didn't know. Or people are speculating. Oh, maybe only we know her. And that. So I, for one, because of that, I knew most people didn't know who I was with. So we
low key.
So we did our photo shoot in a way that was face to face. As in a face of something. So we started with my face and hair back.
Okay.
And then, so I think it's important because usually it's more or less like an outdooring, okay? Mm. So that people get to know who you are with or who exactly it is. Because sometimes maybe they'll just printing the name Omi Kofi and this, it's not enough for people who don't know. So adding a face or a picture to it makes it more this lady, yes, okay. And if it even adds value or to your invitation, because like, oh, this girl, I know her, I'll come for the wedding. So you had the one dating, oh, this guy, I know him, oh, now I'm coming for the wedding. But if you don't put any images there, so I think it's important because of that.
Okay. Yeah. So I mean, this it's not for free. I mean, right now the photo shoot self car and look for as a fade out. Right now it's like more of the videography. You have to do a video. One I saw was a nurse and something be cannibal guy, you know, and the nurse went to help him out, and then will you marry me?
Yeah.
Like, wow. Oh, we pronounce that thing. Yeah. Oh,
even the despite son, the proposal was in a plane and all that. I mean,
so we'll get there. We'll get,
so it's more like, do you think it's necessary?
I feel it's very, very necessary, for the sake of memories. Yeah.
Necessary. Okay.
So the video aspect, personally, I think can be out. Cause
really?
For me, I said, I'm a low-key person. Yeah, the video, the drama, that one can
be but I don't think, I mean, the person also wants to, you know, let people know that, I'm getting married. I mean...
Well, like you said, it all comes to understanding. My wife understood that. She also didn't want too much drama. So we actually did. Ours was even more funny. It was a countdown something. So every other day and the different picture we released. So started with the back, started with, then the side, then hats covering the face.
Creativity coming inside.
And then finally her face shown. So I mean, by the video, I think it's for me it's overboard.
Okay. Is that one?
For pre-wedding it's a bit
overhyped. Personally, pre-wedding photo shoots are overhyped. I'm getting married. Now, like he said, he's low key. Now look at it in two dimensions. Being low key, nobody knows who you're dating until the day you're getting married. Everybody will want to see who is getting married to. You do a pre-wedding photo shoot. All right, Nangasa Mwangasa, you have a lot coming up. For me, I feel the whole hidden agenda is key. I am getting married. You want to know whom I'm getting married to. Join us. I keep you in the loop. Come and witness for yourself. I don't have to flout pictures here and there. If she wants to take it, fine. We'll take it. But then me, personally, it doesn't hold water. But then, like I said, it's a two-way affair. So if I don't want it and she wants it, trust me, you will never win. Being a guy, you won't win.
Interesting.
Because it will all boil down to, and it's my day and you don't want to make me happy. Okay, no drama. Let's just go ahead. Let's take it. But personally,
Adam, do you think
this female version
wedding photo shoot?
I'm the only girl
here. It's good. That makes you unique.
You're not a girl.
You're a woman. A young lady. Okay, so yes. Do you think it's necessary? Wedding photo shoot, videography. Will you marry me? Video concept. Like, do you think it's necessary?
I feel like everything depends on the couple involved.
Mm.
So if you want to follow everybody and do it, that's your own. But if you personally, you want to do it because you feel like it's important to you, that's also yours. But in all, if you can afford it, do whatever you want.
Mm.
That is, it's, I don't care.
It all boils down to the coins.
But if you don't have the money, don't give yourself the pressure. But if you're asking me personally, will I do it at mine? I'll go all out.
Wow.
Wait.
If I have
let me ask you one thing.
Yeah.
You will go all out
mm-hmm.
at the expense of your man, or you go all out?
I have my own money.
Wow. Boss.
Wait, that is also so wrong.
Why?
Wait. Yes.
Okay. I cannot use my money to marry.
Wait. This is not an individual affair.
Okay.
There's a union of two.
I agree mm-hmm. to that.
So and a union of two accounts.
If I don't want it,
mm-hmm.
But I didn't say that.
Wait, if I don't want it, and I am saying that, probably I am using quote and unquote, it's because it is expensive, just to make you sway off. And then you come in with, I have my money, I can do it. Then we have a problem. Because we can't have a decision at home. Later on, it will come back to, I have my money, I can do what I want.
The question you asked me was, on whose expense?
You said on whose expense?
At the expense of your guy.
No.
I'm saying that. Mm-hmm. You asked that question because, obviously, you're talking about cost, it being expensive. Yeah. Me putting all the pressure on the man.
Which is the usual.
And I'm also saying that
you have your own money.
Because I have my own money, now it's a joining of what? Two accounts. Meaning more money.
Exactly.
Meaning more disposable income.
You should have said it that rather than I have my own money.
No, but that's, if I have my own money, we are getting my... Okay, maybe I didn't...
Yeah, I didn't finish the thing.
But if I have, I just assume if I have my own money and we are coming together, it is more.
So you
money.
Can put it in the nice way. Yeah, I'm footing the bills for
fund it. Exactly. Yeah.
I'm funding this. Then we are moving. But then if you come in with, I have my own money.
Me having, there can be two rights. Me having my own money doesn't mean that I'm going to stand in front of my husband and say, if he says, oh no, this is too much, and I'll say, hey, I have my own money. It's a marriage, it's a union.
No, but the statement you made,
It means that no matter what,
you have your own money.
No, that's not the situation that's happening.
But I think you guys are taking the thing out of context.
No,
we are being objective.
Based on what she said.
So she said she has rephrased.
Why are you making it look like I'm taking my statement?
Not at all.
I'm not
she has her own money. Otherwise, it makes but she's footing like the bills for the pre-wedding photo shoot. Not going against the husband to be's will.
That is if he uses the excuse that it's too expensive. Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
But if he doesn't want to do it because he doesn't want to do it, I think
that one. So what if he doesn't want to do it at all?
That's the thing. If he doesn't want to do it at all, and he has...
he's a billionaire, but he doesn't want to do it.
No, he has legitimate reasons why he doesn't want to do it. It's not all about
money. So let me give an example. I'm a low key person. If I tell you because of that, I want to be hidden as much as possible.
I
want it to be a surprise to all of us or to those coming for the wedding. Would you agree? What do you say to that?
We'll take it, but we'll not publish it. It's for our own memories. It's to be in our house.
Okay, that's so.
So
he said,
how can you trust
him? Oh, no, if you cannot trust me, why are we
getting married? By the time you are ready to marry, that level of trust
if you can't
is already
trust
established.
It should be there. It should be
if
there.
You can't trust
me.
It must be there.
No. You see, it's your word.
I'm not.
No. That's not fair.
What can you be like? Okay, are you a ghost?
You're not.
Do you owe somebody?
You don't owe anybody.
That's the question.
No, but some people's principles are their principles. Yeah. So sometimes
no, principles are principles. Yeah, me, so. I agree. I'm not a low-key person. But I'm a private person.
Okay.
So I'll post pictures, all right. I'll just, but you don't know whatever is going on in my life, right?
Yeah.
So I understand when somebody wants to be low-key and the person doesn't want to be posted and blah, 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 blah. I understand it. If I have a boyfriend, I'm not going to post them because that's the part of my life. So I understand if you don't want to be posted or whatever it is. But that's why...
You post him.
That's why it's like, why are you my husband? That's why there's compromise. So if you don't want to take it, okay, I want to take it. You don't want to take it. We are not coming to an agreement. Okay, we'll take it. I'm putting the album in our house.
You're not coming to an agreement. How you take it?
The agreement is... Posting. You don't want to be posted. It's not like you don't want to.
But she wants the pictures.
Unless it's the you don't want to take the pictures at all.
What if that's the case?
Oh, why?
There are some people like that.
But there are some people who have just about 4 or 5 images left. So you take 4, 2.
Then where are we getting married? Because you are taking pictures.
Oh, yeah. So you see, we started that before you came about the marriage thing.
Yeah. So. Let me ask you. What's your dream wedding?
Yeah.
Someone wants.
I think we'll come from there.
Yeah, exactly.
We've already gone far. Yeah. Okay. So when you come in from there, we understand where you stand exactly.
A dream wedding. I mean, do you have one? And if you do, what is it?
Okay, so do I have a dream wedding? Yeah. I do have a dream wedding.
Share with
us. Okay, so
the Ghanaian standard, you have two, right?
Mm.
You can choose to have two if you want to.
Okay. Two weddings?
No, like traditional and the white, the church one.
I think
it's actually a must
to have the traditional if you want to have the church one.
Yes, if you want the church one. That's one I know. Yeah. Yes. Wow. So you can choose either the traditional and to sign. Or traditional and white, right?
There's no marriage. Like, as in, if you go see your parent, then...
The truth of the matter
is... The knocking is not the marriage.
No. Like, I mean,
the truth of the marriage...
Yeah, that's the real marriage.
That is the real marriage.
In the Ghanaian traditional context.
But then the white wedding is a borrowed culture.
Yeah.
The white wedding is borrowed. Church culture is borrowed.
That is Bruninuso engagement.
So if you want the church...
No, Bruni engagement is kneeling down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you want the church to endorse it, you should have done the traditional one before
they do the wedding.
Before they allow you to have it in the church.
Interesting. Okay, so
for the traditional,
mm-hmm.
Where's everybody?
Charlie, give me Penda.
Wake up in the morning, 7 a.m. It has started, 9 a.m. We are finished. Everybody should go to their house.
That's right.
Would you serve lunch?
No. No reception. That's the traditional way of doing it.
I think that's why we are sitting.
The reception is borrowed culture from the whites.
Exactly.
This thing. I don't see why you should add a reception. People are coming early. Maybe if you want to serve breakfast, to be polite, you serve breakfast in the morning because it's an early thing. Because traditionally, it's in the morning. You go in the morning, they do the exchange of rights, you give the gifts. Everybody, pack your things and go home.
That's
7
right.
Tonight.
That's right.
Everybody will be late. So you and the families, you do it together. Go home. So I don't want to spend any money on there. Apart from what I wear. That one day, I can spend any money I want. But the ceremony itself... Apart from the things the guy is bringing, I don't see why you should do new decor, new whatever for that one. So we are finished with traditional.
Okay.
The white one, no. That's where all the juice is.
My God. So tell us.
I think he would also have to explain the whole
thing. So the white one.
To us. His garden.
So the white one, obviously.
Yeah.
I have a mother who likes church. So... We have it in church.
Okay.
It's not your mother's wedding. It's your wedding.
No, but my mother's only child.
Point of correction. I beg you. Hey, the wedding. You two the marriage. If it's me. Your parents
in If it's me. I don't know why he's the one saying.
No. Because
your wedding was your parents.
Not really.
You were two high profile parents.
Exactly.
How many of your... Compare your parents' guests and yours. How many? If you do that.
Oh, I can say 50-50.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're sure?
I want
your
low-key Dianka Jack.
Well, funny enough, my parents' guests say 70% of the time are my guests as well because of how we're brought up. Usually my parents were taking us out and stuff, so they wouldn't come only because of my
parents. They're not coming only because of
but
your parents.
No, some people come because they wouldn't know
your father or your mother.
No, don't you know me, but don't know my parents. They're coming because of, like, say, my dad's work people. Not all of them know me now. So they'll come because of my dad. But then most of them came because they know me. Yeah, so.
Okay.
So me, as I was saying, me and my mother's only child. Straight. So there are certain things that I have to also bend for her. Mm. So
if not for your mother being a church person?
No.
You don't do it in church?
No.
Okay.
Wow.
They don't let you decorate. They don't let you...
Why?
You plain. I want to take the video. Mm-hmm. No, I want indoor. I don't want outdoor. The weather is too unpredictable.
That's where the traditional comes in, so you can have your decorations and stuff. But you say you don't want it at the traditional.
No, I don't want it. No, traditional is my hall, my mother's hall.
You could have had it there. So.
It's my father's house. That's where we are doing it.
Okay.
So the church wedding, you do the church. Mm. Obviously, here, luckily you don't.
Then,
luckily you can't decorate, so you don't spend any money.
Why are you blaming the church? If in your house,
but then
you
spend the money at the reception grounds.
No, because I want my video to look nice.
My white wedding video to look nice.
Do you understand? Yeah.
Wow.
But at least our churches, you see, it's nice enough.
Yeah.
So after that one. Then that's when you have strictly
by invitation. God bless you.
So me, people's wedding in this church, I don't come. So don't come for my own.
Wow.
If you don't know me, what are you doing there?
Wow.
Do you understand?
The
I don't
there for the
know
food,
if I'm
I
being rude. Or, there's no food at the church.
Okay.
There's no food at the church. so
they play my keys.
I don't see why.
Hey, then look sharper.
So they play my keys. This one even note
you
for
see,
note.
I've not finished though. You're already.
No. Because so that's exactly church, what.
Basically, the church is just the ceremony. We go strictly by invitation. You have your card. You are all phone on whatever it is. Your name. Your table number when you are sitting down.
I can tell you, say the girl they play my keys.
But then
the invitation says your name, date of your table, your name. If you take your family card, you go stand your
back. Look sharp.
Also, plus 18. So anybody below the age of 18, you are not allowed. So if my friends have children. It's either if you find someone to take care of your child or you send your blessings.
Why is that so?
Have you met children? I've been to a wedding where they were cutting their cake.
If
the child is running, yeah.
If it's a baby.
Like baby.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll give you the this thing not to come for the wedding, the permission.
Wow. So if your best friend has had
at this
a child,
point,
then
she no one compromise.
My best friend knows.
So she shouldn't have a child because of that.
She shouldn't give birth around that time.
It's as simple as that. Yeah. If you're in your 9th month, I'll give you the excuse to stay
home.
Don't come and give birth.
We'll send you the Zoom link.
Exactly. Now the Zoom link. We'll send you the Zoom link. No, but I don't want children. Generally, I don't want children at my wedding. I feel like they are stressful to the person bringing the child and to you having the event, because even the person bringing the child, you cannot have as much fun as you want to.
So no, that I don't like children in general.
Oh, no, I don't like children in general. I like children. I have little sisters. Wow. But just, I feel like it's a stressful thing. The child will not sit. You want to have fun. The child is worrying, mommy, I want to do this. Take me here. And all these things. It's a lot of this thing. So moved on plus 18, strictly by invitation. You are paying for your own guests. So if my guests are 25, and it is 200 CDs per head. Me, I'm paying for my guests. My mother is paying for her guests. My father is paying for
you,
me. So everybody, so that I can spend my money on my dress, my makeup, my videography. I want 3 photographers. Do you understand?
I advise she has a private wedding.
No. You see,
that's exactly what it's going
even,
to.
Even with the way she's private. Saying it, it's a bit open.
No, I want a lavish wedding.
The reception would be like Kempiski. You come. If you go, come. I'm not going to restrict you. Come.
Elimination by rough that.
There
are bouncers standing there.
No. The menu day there. You then can choose what you want, child. Then give you your bill. So, you see, because a typical Ghanaian setting, what by upper process here? Watch it see her.
Yeah, I don't want buffet either. Her.
Anyway. Oh, mommy, or continue to record on with Jacko Connor, maybe BAC or now we never knew any sick and also why insane. Okay,
that's one thing I will not have either. No exactly. Buffet, that's why it has to be strictly by invitation. No, I'll serve food, all right. That's the thing, it's not like I'm talking like I'm having a cheap wedding, no, it's just
class,
it has to be organized.
Okay.
I don't like people getting up, walking to the table. Then they say table 5. Then this woman thinks she's very important. So why is this the children's table going before her table? And this big woman has come. Then I'm now sending people, go and bring my food. Then the whole thing is so a la carte. Everybody's yeast in front of you. Waiter, come and save you and you go. That's why I don't want 1,000 people. Because if 1,000 people, you have to get like 100 waiters. And I don't want to spend that. I want to spend, but not that much money on this thing. I know that I cannot do 100 people. Because the 100 people is alone with my mother's people.
So your mother can hire a different place.
No, that's what I'm saying. She's paying for her own. She's paying for her own guests. So I want my wedding a certain way.
Is she in agreement?
Oh, yeah. She knows that.
Yeah.
I want my wedding a certain way. If it's a la palm, they say $145 per head. So me, I can only pay for 100.
That's all.
So you want to bring 100 people. Mommy, where's your 14,500? I'm taking it. It's as simple as that.
If not,
it will not be a cheap
everybody
wedding.
Everybody go pay for intro.
Yes, because people don't bring you gifts. People don't bring you
anything.
If they are coming to celebrate with you, all right. But then you are like taking care of them. When you finish, you give them souvenirs. No, but no souvenirs. My face is not going to do anything in your house. No souvenirs, please. If you come, you not bring gifts, go like that. I acknowledge that you've spent money on what you are wearing or transportation to come. Thank you very much for wasting my occasion.
But what you are wearing is yours.
No, some people buy extra. Like, if I was not coming for your event.
But all I'm saying is, you are coming for my event. Mm-hmm. Whatever you are wearing, mm-hmm. aside my event, is yours, not mine.
Yes, but at least you are making the effort. So I appreciate you are making effort. So I'm giving you food.
Appreciation.
For making the effort. But you are not getting keyhole handkerchief. No, if I was not coming for your event, I probably wouldn't have bought that particular dress.
But another event you come, you buy.
Maybe it'll be another dress. Maybe it'll be cheaper. Maybe I have dress code, but you have to go an extra mile.
I never stated that you should wear a particular dress. No, I have given my dress code. Yeah. You are not mandated.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Nobody's wearing white. Number one. Nobody.
Only person in white.
The center of attraction.
Nobody is wearing white or any other color that I'm wearing. So it'll be stated that nobody should. Maybe if it's red, black tie, everybody knows that they have to wear gown. No traditional attire. So no cabin slates, no kaftan.
Interesting.
That one can come for the traditional one. That's where that one belongs. If you are boring, it's boring as well. Do you understand? If you are boring the culture, go food, boring as well.
Exactly.
My mother understands that she's wearing a dress. It's not going to wear cabin slates, you see. Wow. So I know that not everything will go
the way you want it.
The way I want it. But the things that I can control.
Like 90% should go your way.
It should be close to. So, yeah, that's my... Have I finished? Yeah, so big, fancy reception. All the works. 3 photographers. Mm,
3?
Yeah. Wow. One for me. Personally. One will be following me and my husband.
Wow.
Personally. Capture all the moments. Because that's what's important. The rest of the people that are sitting there comes.
Yeah, but why are you even giving your audience cameras?
Because I also want to see what they are doing at my wedding. The moments that, because that's where I'll sit in future and say, oh, this person, this person was looking at, why are you looking at my husband this way? Why are you chewing this way? Or, hey, this is what this person wore for my wedding. Oh, she looked very pretty, because you not get a chance to see everybody at your wedding.
Then, so mount one drone, make it take care of everybody. That's a different photographer too.
You understand? Drone service, you do videography, all those things. Like, I want the memories, I want the moments, I want everything. So, if I'm cutting down on cost when it comes to people and the whole fancy to events and things like that, I'm going to spend on my... That's what the most important thing to me is how I and my husband will look in my pictures. Wow. Yeah.
Interesting. Let's talk about elaborate weddings.
Use the budget. Use money.
Money, yeah.
So that we can know which, that we can know like how elaborate you are going.
Okay, so someone doesn't mind spend like 100,000 Ghana cedis on a wedding.
When you say on a wedding,
yeah,
what do you mean?
Everything.
No, but
everything,
like,
from what the person will wear.
Yes.
To
wedding, the ceremony.
Okay. He's saying is total cost.
Total cost. Yes. Everything.
Yes.
Okay, by the time you are done.
Yes.
Excluding honeymoon.
Hey, sorry, I don't even think about that one. The
honeymoon is not part of the wedding, so.
Okay,
So,
like, let's talk about it. I mean, do you think elaborate weddings are necessary?
Well,
personally, I'll say no.
Oh, why not? Oh, I was talking to Shepe.
Because, like I said from the beginning, personally, I'm a low key person. So,
low key doesn't mean cheap.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Personally,
it's context.
But you know,
if I had my own way,
one thing she should understand is what you might seem to be cheap might be very expensive for someone.
Yeah.
No, but I'm just saying, he started with how I'm a low key, because we are talking about elaborate weddings.
Yes,
and he started with how I'm a low key person.
Exactly. Yes, but do you know somebody being low key would do a wedding worth, let's say, 500,000 USD?
That's why I'm saying
still
that
low key.
That's what I'm saying. That Pro Max. I'm not saying that is how mine was, but I'm saying personally, I don't think it's too necessary. But like I said, I'm a popular loner. I would have wished things were very simple.
Way
simpler than it happened. But I mean, there are certain things you can't control. Especially like you're saying, because of my parents, they alone will bring their people, Charlie, before meeting my people. And I know people will come. You can't say people shouldn't come.
Definitely.
Maybe because I turn out for lots of people's stuff. But aside that, I mean, lots of people know me. So they will definitely come. So not being able to stop them, you have to provide for them. Because, what she was saying, I can't do that. I can't be so stern on certain things to happen. So if I had my own ways alone, I'd have had a very, very, very low-key, simple thing. But, well, it happened the way it happened because
The wedding is not for you.
Yeah, exactly.
When I go for people's weddings, especially if I was not invited, like, personally, I only know the person, so I'm going. I go for the chair ceremony, and that's the end.
When I finish,
I just take my things and go home.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know that the person might not have accounted
for you.
For me, exactly. When it comes to the reception or whatever food they are going to, like, be sharing and things like that. So I will not worry you. So don't come and worry me.
Exactly. Wow. And I would add to it. My mom would tell you, if you meet someone at an event and the person is all hungry for food, and yes, all about on a common yeah, my mom is always part. So if she's going for an event, before she leaves, she eats.
Mm.
She will tell you that she doesn't have the time to sit and start yelling just for food. So I come, maybe the reception, I want to pass by.
Boom, they want to pack it and send it home too.
I want to pass by, witness the whole lunch ceremony or reception. Few minutes, she's gone. Or bunny fear, she'll tell you, whatever you're serving, that I can cook it at home. She's gone.
Same rice.
Same chicken. Eh?
You understand?
That you want to see men's cook dancing or what? Like the same rice and chicken that you're
eating. So, okay. For me,
elaborate wedding. That's what you're talking about.
I want to do it in a way that I won't tell you not to come.
Mm.
But it will be just an elimination. Elimination by rough tactics. I've said this before, they are aware. My reception invitation is going to be a puzzle. And it wouldn't be a very simple one. I'll share it in a way that some will have keys to the puzzle. Others will not. If you don't have a key, you don't come.
Just say don't come.
No. It's very simple. You see, me telling you not to come plain looks too harsh. But me putting you in a position where you find it difficult to locate the place is very key. Now you get to the place, the bounce and the crown to bro for Francophone guy. Uduha, the old canoe.
That's
on the only man will be unseen. This is the invitation, this is the card number. Then he 25, yeah, the old call seat number 4. And the invitation is stated, Mr. and Mrs. Ejai. So it means you have 2 seats.
Don't bring your girlfriend along if the name is not
Mr. Is it Mr. Ejare? 1 seat. You come with your wife, Obejina Wichi. Because you see, I'm trying to make it clear. You know, Gofi can't take somebody in seat.
I feel like that's honestly ideal. If I'm inviting, let's say I'm inviting Kofi's parents,
yes,
I am wise enough to know that I can't invite the man and leave
the
woman.
Wife.
So I know that they come.
So you state Mr.
So
and
I'm stating Mr. and Mrs. Exactly. Or Mr. This is your invitation. Mrs. This is your invitation. RSVP. Whoever cannot make it.
Let me know
before the date. You cannot make it. But I will not write only Mr. If I want only Mr. to be there, then you
come with your battalions and
your kids.
Because if you come with them,
Abia
just all the plastic chairs do with you.
But I see it a lot. A lot of people make, like, they put extra chairs there because they know whatever happens.
See, even the way I want the chairs to be arranged cries in my head.
Like, that's your wife is saying this.
She knows already.
So she's in agreement.
You see, God is not like a lefty.
I'm a lefty.
Sorry.
I am too. Okay. I am too.
Okay, then let me rephrase. Let me put it.
Rephrase.
No, it's
bull again. There's no bull again.
It's something we say a lot. But not to undermine.
Yeah.
But you see, I found myself a woman who also shares the same dream. She doesn't want plenty people at the wedding. She even Onokra is a bit worse than I am because she's saying, "Let's look 100. You give me 50 for my people. Me, I don't have a lot of friends. 10 is fine. I give the rest to my father and my mother.
5 cry. I can make
you
it.
Get it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And I look at my mom." And that is where I have a problem. So I have started psyching. She is aware that she has only 20 people to invite. And she should do it well. Because if you over-invite, you embarrass yourself.
She keeps complaining. I keep stating, and she's aware. Last, the argument went on, and she stated that if that is the case, and then
Mami says that, but I told, it's like, okay, I want 100 people at my wedding. I know that's not possible. That's why there's a solution. If you want you alone, you want to bring 100
exactly.
people.
I can
make
table,
room for you.
I can set a table
you're paying.
For, and then it will be Mami and her friends. Reserved. That's why I said,
you cannot argue
I'll prefer
with your
to
parents.
Do a wedding where I know, said this table is costing this. I pay for them. These are my people. If you, my people, bring somebody, then my mom will sit. Very simple. You see, you are coming to help me enjoy. That is rule number one. Mm. And my ideal kind of wedding is...
That's not how we think in this country.
Is to...
enjoy.
Not to overspend at my wedding and not enjoy the honeymoon. Frankly speaking, my main focus...
Exactly. Yeah, I remember I said I was thinking, I think about... the aftermath,
yeah,
not the wedding day.
Exactly,
what happens after?
In as much as
that's
the wedding is important,
and elaborate is
okay.
Too.
Yeah,
that's why I always
say compulsory.
If you have the money,
no, it's not
because
about,
my father always says this thing that if you are going to have a 500,000 CD wedding,
yeah,
the car you are using to the wedding should be yours
exactly.
Because that means that you have
yeah,
enough money,
yeah,
exactly. Yeah, to be able. So the car, the Bentley or the Rolls Royce that you want to use. Should be yours if you are spending that much on a wedding. But if you are spending that much on a wedding and you don't have
the funds afterwards,
you don't even
funds,
have
you don't even
a
know
house
where
of your
you are
own.
Still renting.
You barb.
Yeah.
But you are spending 500K, 600K on a wedding. I do your wedding at Kempinski. But you, the Kempinski, you've not even slept there before. Do you understand? So if they are elaborate, you are doing it to make people happy.
That's
where the question mark is. But then
yeah,
if you can afford it,
yeah.
Me, I don't judge people who have elaborate weddings if they can afford it. I'm all for elaborate weddings if you can afford it. Me, I want an elaborate wedding. So I'm working towards an elaborate wedding.
Mm. Exactly.
I'm psyching my parents, their mind out for everybody's contribution for an elaborate wedding. Because you will give me a gift.
Wow.
And I want a gift in cash.
Wow.
Do you understand? Wow. Uh-huh. So an elaborate wedding. But I'm not doing an elaborate wedding because... I've seen it.
You're following the trend.
I'm following it. I've seen it. I don't even want a hashtag. I don't even want to. First, I even said no phones allowed. But it's like, it's become too many restrictions.
Yeah.
So, like, no phones allowed. So, you don't take pictures. When you finish, there'll be a link. The photographer, that's why I want three photographers. We send everybody's picture to them. You can have it. If you want the bride and groom's picture, we'll even send you a clearer one.
Yeah.
Videos, we'll send you clearer ones. You can have
just
it.
Just buy a signal.
But then, I can't go and tell my miss friend that. Please put your phone in the basket. Hey!
Who you be?
Yeah.
How that way? But then those people, what are they going to post? What's WhatsApp status? That's all. That's where it's going. It's not going anywhere. To be in the camera roll till it's full. So I just feel like do what your budget
you
can allow.
Mm. Exactly. Mm. And don't stress yourself. To please people.
Honestly,
that's
for
most
just
people
a day.
Don't get
you can just come to your church and come and sign and go home.
Yeah.
Nobody will beat you.
Because I honestly witnessed a wedding. They didn't do any garden, nothing. Early morning engagement. They brought the things to the house. Mm. They signed at home.
They didn't do the garden. It's like
that's why Kofi looked at me.
You're going to rent a garden for the wedding.
No. So the whole thing is. It wasn't in a church. No,
no wait. Did you have a problem with my garden wedding?
No, I actually want a garden wedding.
Oh, okay. Then that's fine. Yeah.
So there was no church thing.
Doesn't mean he does have a problem with yours.
No, the whole him or something that there will be apple. And
I didn't say there will be apple.
So afterwards.
Kindly add snakes as well.
Afterwards, then they moved out. So it's just the traditional wedding. Big reception. Charlie, if you look at the decor at the reception,
70K,
and how they did the thing, now one call reception, you end up saying, I'm here for a wedding, pan or my, you know. But trust me, when you get there, Jesus Christ.
I've also been to one where they shared just water, so
yeah. Oh, my senior,
go
my senior brother's,
finished, they went
my senior brother's wedding.
They went on there.
It was done at the church. And it was so simple and classy. I actually picked a lot of inspiration from that. He did the wedding here. right after church, he didn't want to stress anybody. Before we came out of the main auditorium, there were cocktail tables with wine on every table, with wine glasses. And then once they were calling the old students of this, come and take their picture, those who were serving the finger foods were already serving. Once they were done with the pictures, they came down to cut the cake.
There was one like that. He didn't even have chairs.
No, there were no chairs. Ujina cocktail table.
So the tables were high.
Yeah, very high.
Number of them. So ukona ko faudi. I went. I ko hunt them. I went.
Asa. And you don't blame them. Yeah. And afterwards, Charlie, we are just going. You see, but you have a problem. That's something cool for the whole church thing. When we are done, that's why most people do the wedding here. Then they move. Abia suga kope. Hasi okoye reception. Who a cabra? I have no bidding the cabra ever.
The young people said, don't give lift.
To you understand? My mom lift. He drew a bounce and so bounce and so on Tichi on Tibro for French in Kwan. You understand? So I personally don't see why I should spend so much to please people.
What's your ideal budget? Like right now, talking about the economy right now.
The economy right now. But I think, you see, weddings,
to,
eh?
To me, let me see, to me. Yeah. Sorry to cut you. Elaborate. It's relative. It's not, yeah, I'm talking about elaborate. I'm talking about relative. Okay. Elaborate.
Yeah, push.
The 100K is not, in elaborate. This economy,
yes.
It's not elaborate.
Yes.
It is maybe higher middle, like income mm-hmm. people, but it's not elaborate because the number of things that you are doing at the wedding, you might not see it as to you, and I think 100K looks like a lot, but then you're buying things 1K. You think, oh, 1K is not money. Okay, so by the time you realize 100 things of 1K mm-hmm. makes 100K,
mm.
have you seen the number of things that goes into wedding? At least 50 separate things.
Mm. Yeah.
You are thinking, maybe you've not thought about, you buy new shoe, you buy new tie, you buy new shirts.
Your shoe set alone be like 4K.
That's just white wedding, church, reception. Your wife is changing, so you want to change your suit jacket, you buy a new one.
No, the boys, they normally we don't like to change.
No, some people just change their jacket. Yeah.
No, even the whole attire. People.
Yeah, people do the whole attire. But if you want to be cheap, so you want to change their jackets.
Simple.
You want to be simple. No, I'm putting cheap in quotes.
In quotes, not to say.
Because you're talking about elaborate.
Yes, because you're talking about elaborate. So you want to be chisel small.
Okay.
So you just change your jacket.
Yeah.
That's new one.
Change or remove it?
Eh? Change it. Like you remove the black one, maybe wear white one or some glitter.
Most of the weddings
I've been to, the men just take this thing off. But we're talking elaborate. Okay. So maybe the elaborate, you want to go the cheaper side. So you change it, right? You have just two events. You've not your traditional, the kaftan that you wore, the new one that you bought. Let's say you repeat the shoe. That's alone. You've hit more than 5K if you are looking at it.
Yeah.
5K out of 100K is 95. Your bride should buy kente. She's so traditional. Mm. You want to do traditional reception, she will change again. New shoe, new earring, the makeup artist. I don't know if people saw Valerie Lawson's makeup thing. Mm. If she stays for the whole day, it's 15K.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
15. I didn't say 1,005. I said 15K.
That's like 150 million.
150 million. If she's giving you the whole package. If she's come to do your makeup, keke, and she's going 8-5.
Not for like you and your bridesmaids. Like
no, you. Bill. Yes. Well, your bridesmaids, they're not getting married. Are they part of the... So if you see Instagram, if you see Miss Lawson, that's what Amazon people are paying.
Wow.
So all these little things. Maybe your wife is paying 1K for her makeup. She's doing the event twice because there's traditional, there's white.
That's 2K.
That's
2K. How much? You have already reached 7K. That's makeup.
The hair.
Hair. She will change 5 times all the events. Plus Sunday, she will wear a different dress. New dress on Sunday. I didn't add Sunday to the men's. Like, there are so many hidden things that you yourself will not be involved with. But it's all part of the wedding cost. Mm. Can 100k do a nice wedding? Obviously, 100k can do a nice wedding. It can do a more than nice wedding. Mm. It just depends on where you choose to spend. Maybe you have old you have shoes, so you don't see why you should buy new shoes. Nobody's going to see it anyways. It's under your gown. You the man, black shoe, if you polish it, you are going your way. Nobody's going to see.
I have a friend who started planning for his wedding like 2 years ahead. So every year,
my friend is getting married last year. Kente was cheaper last year, obviously, than this year. So she has already bought her kente. She has bought reception materials she used to sew her dress. She has already bought so many things. So when she gets money, she buys it. So by the time she's getting married later this year, you see? Because you save yourself from all the extra cost and the inflation and all those things. You can choose that part. Mm. But that part, the dangerous thing is, you will not realize how much you spent on your wedding. Because, no, you will not realize it because...
Oh, you can.
It's like, oh, I've already bought these things.
Maybe are you writing that?
No, my wife and I, we actually had something like a spreadsheet here. Mm-hmm. So anything we buy, we record. So that we don't... spend extravagantly, not exceed, but then spend extravagantly so that we know that we are going too much. So we had a list of things. Maybe these things are plan B. If we're able to achieve these things, we add it. If not, we can still have these things and then still have it perfect. So
you can keep track if you want to. Me, I'm just looking at myself. I'll be like, oh, this thing I bought it last year, it's not part of the budget. That's me in my head. I'll be like, oh, since you've already bought it, then it's not part of the budget anymore.
Interesting. So
are
people planning your
100k
wedding?
100k,
they go do fine wedding.
They can.
See, when I tell you, if you do the wedding for garden,
let's look at
the reception like that.
We'll be naked.
let's look at reality.
So zero.
Oh, no.
See, we did do the wedding for beach. Some plenty coconut trees did there. Reception time, point and kill. You just go look for somebody where you go add humor. Some guy they fit the catapult the tear could be. Challenge I like this one. Pew
people ask for the price. Anything that they add life to it times two.
But I always say, Charlie, me my kind, we go do the reception for a restaurant. I'll state it then.
If you are strict about things, you can save a lot of money.
Yes, come order what you want to eat, but bear in mind you're paying for it.
Or you can put a limit. If you exceed, like you can order. Since we are not doing buffet, order.
My reception day, Accra City Hotel. Food, removes a chion. A plate, 15, 20, 30, 50, 100, 1,000. Oba Oshaw budget. Now what told you? You see, the whole concept of you doing food for people, if not, I'll strictly go cocktail.
I mean, I feel like the food is the polite whole doing and saying food, thank you.
Yeah. You see,
somebody using their time, money, and things to come to the wedding.
If I'm doing food, then it means
but that's why I get food and drink.
Strictly by invitation. Because see, this Ghana we did, you invite somebody. Oh, no, Madame Fubi worry. Charlie, what are you there? My party be the marry for your area there. That's Charlie, Shadam Okwe go. And then you come and stress somebody for what?
Yeah, in Ghana, you only need a uniform to attend the wedding.
You get it. So you find people dressing nicely in town. Or drive it through town. Or Shana, a pie or hand.
My cousin was saying, right now, every Saturday, we look for anywhere.
Anywhere. If you are hungry in the afternoon. And you are living in the prime area.
You go for funeral in the morning, you get satisfied.
Oh, that one is fact, too. Especially in the more rural areas.
Exactly.
Oh, you hear people saying that, I'm to say, yeah, be or how this wedding is here. Let's dress and go. Just pack your things.
And sometimes when they are going for the weddings, they can go like, oh, make a wedding about menye diane.
Yes, oh yes.
Menye diane. Because, do you know, sir, that setup they do when it comes to food, in all honesty, it is supposed to be something that no one should even stand there and then serve.
Jesus in Ghana.
You see,
that's the thing.
Yes, serve yourself. But ask yourself why people will stand there, and then those standing there too will be behaving as if they are going to heaven the next day. They don't respect, most of them, they don't respect anybody. It is because of the typical Ghanaian. Oh, Kona, ma, ye be di na, oh, no worry, me nye duane, me. Oh, kase me di duane, but me nye duane. Oh, kase mani nye duane, no. What should they eat? Meaning,
Okay. And you find people coming for wedding receptions with takeaway packs in
them. Yes.
There are when we went for, there was this, when we finished, this a man who, I'm not trying to be sexist over here, but there was a man with a box. And then the lady was, he has got some of the small girls around to carry it for him to his car.
Wow.
So you're sitting opposite, as the box was under the table. Whatever comes, 2, 3, you take it and put it in the box.
Maybe they were rubbish.
Oh.
Maybe it's for the dog.
Sometimes you can't blame
no,
the guest.
No, he's taking
too
it for the dog.
You know?
Let me tell you, I was like, why are you being so greedy?
Yeah.
Then you go for food. First round, you go, come and pack it. He had time. Pack it nicely.
No, but
go
why
again.
Why would you have
so
time if you have such plans? Do you know how long it took him
thing.
To plan how he packed
it? But you see, sometimes I don't blame the guests too much. I blame those having the wedding. Sometimes the hype and all. So they know that Charlie's. Look at this Edinka thing. We all had very, very high expectations. That's why he brought a box. He wouldn't take a box to any other wedding. You see, so sometimes...
No, you can see that it's a habit. If you, maybe this one, because it's royal, he'll bring box. Maybe next one, he's going to take rubber bag because that one is a lower-key wedding. They do it. It's very cool. Every time I go, and you see the woman, they'll be angry, eating for food. Me want to do this. Food under the table. But they'll be saying, hey, no, I didn't get food to eat. This.
If I go for events and I hear people saying, make sure I'm in here, I mean,
the only thing I'll tell you is,
that's why a lot of people spend a lot. That's why people spend a lot on weddings because they don't want anybody to see that.
Most of them will take offense
weddings.
To that if you tell them that don't
no,
you have
no,
food at home.
Me, but that is the truth. Personally, I'll tell you, when my friends are getting married and I go for your event, I don't eat.
Yeah.
I don't, because maybe if I'm driving, as Seth will tell you, if I'm driving, I have drinks in my car. I don't wait for you to come in. Tell me what you guys go sort.
No.
If boys, you're tenacity, put drinks up, put it on the table, let's have our own fun. It shouldn't be at the expense of my friend.
My mother and her friends.
Me, I won't eat.
They'll make their own table. Right.
You
make their own table.
And then,
drink.
You know, my mom has friends. They have this thing they call. Every event you come, you bring a bottle. So when they sit, you find their table so attractive. Obian serve you, Moshe. They are holding their own drinks and everything. Put it there nicely. They finish it.
Some people are considerate like that. But other people too. We've made it a fashion in Ghana if you are going for a wedding. Basically, go hungry.
Exactly. I blame those having a wedding because it's like...
If you go for 1, 2, 3 weddings and there's no food,
you
next time when you are going, you
exactly
eat.
Exactly what I said. So
you
if we do things in moderation, I mean, that those coming will also learn.
You see, that's why I say I'll not share food at the church. So if you next time, the next wedding, when you're coming to church, eat breakfast before you come.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
So you see, it's
you
serious.
The next person.
And then, you see, because of these habits, it is putting a lot of pressure on the youth to over... You find people getting married because of the hype and everything, and the whole concept of I don't want people to say that may nyedwa ninti wakoji loan uwe na otifi also when your gift shiamba momukra zero.
That's why you have to be strategic
then,
in the people you invite to
no,
your
but
wedding.
Do you know the people
not everyone can do that. In my case, I didn't have control over those coming.
That's different.
So I made preparation for
everybody. Yes,
less,
but
so
all
because
I'm
of
saying
that, because that's one of the reasons that we didn't have a reception for. We didn't do our traditional on separate days. We didn't have a reception for that, so that all that money can now go into
the
wedding.
Final
yeah,
reception.
So I mean, we can have that.
Yeah,
into
it's very simple.
Wow.
If not,
I feel
you
like
find
you do all on the same day.
It's less expensive.
It's less expensive. Yeah. It's stressful, but it's less expensive.
But me, if you do everything on the same day, early in the morning by 9, the engagement should be done. Give us time to, because I would personally, I would want to have an evening wedding. I like lightning.
You just want to jam in there. That's all.
No. I like lightning. So if we have good lighting system, you have good pictures, and
in the garden. Yeah, I was about saying that with all the
people be cold. Yeah.
No, you know, people being cold actually will let you go home early. Because
you tell the people that you want them to bring jackets in.
I'll prefer the wedding itself, the ceremony itself, mm-hmm. started like 5 p.m.
This yeah, oh my garden, sorry.
So by roughly 7 or 6:30, we are done. Assume ever set in, then the lights, you understand. So that be where me I will spend
more. Omo Monica announcement in terms of
because you bab.
Yeah, because
you bab. Because nobody
says all these things as part of his dream wedding.
Oh,
but if you say I want,
but my dream wedding, I didn't state openly. I only gave a gist and told you.
And they are all on my garden wedding.
Oh, but the garden here. No, you always think of apple and things.
I don't think anything will make me do my wedding outside. Nothing. Mm-mm.
No, yours, you are in a fix.
I've been beaten by rain at weddings. Sun scorching too much at weddings.
So just do it so, during Harmattan.
Ghana Harmattan.
Yeah.
Didn't it rain? How do you call it?
Oh, so basically, I would want to have an evening kind of a thing. See, an opano, you have like ample time to get ready for the next session.
The more it goes into evening, the more expensive it is because light, extra lights.
That is what I'm saying. I like lightning, so probably that is where
the money will go to.
Now this kind of feeding and I'm carrying.
Like I always say, my wedding is my happiness and not yours.
Oh, exactly.
So anything that makes me happy at your expense, I'm fine. No, that's why I say the wedding big becket. We finish the engagement, go house, go pound for food, chop. But I attended a wedding where they stated all gifts in cash, and you can do Momo. The Momo numbers are on the screen. And they had the numbers.
I feel like I have too much pride. They had
numbers for Airtel Tigo,
Vodafone, and MTN.
Like, you know, get excuse.
Wow. I feel like I have too much pride at my wedding to I'm begging you for this.
Yeah.
Please pay for some of the wedding for me.
Yes. Like, some people even go like the MCs.
They'll like, be selling the champagne.
Yeah, 29 back. Well, now the 5 cities are 12. I went for a wedding like that in Kumasi.
Yeah, those
Kumasi, they do it a lot.
Champagne poppers.
Poppers, yeah.
Please, we have set. And then this, then you get the
Italian. That's why I move on champagne.
The bottle be 50 Ghana. 100 Ghana. 200 to pop.
If you're not prepared, then why? Why did you?
No, those ones basically are for the MCs.
Yeah.
I will warn you.
You will never know. Those ones like engagement.
Unless if it's your then, wedding,
yeah,
you
yeah.
tell the MC
my
that.
My wedding, for example, our wedding.
That's right. After the program, you go say sorry.
I'll go hung.
Physically and spiritually. Yeah.
So the MC did that, but I mean, she was like, them are no nebusha for me. I mean, those who followed me.
Is it for the engagement?
Yeah, that one. Then they were dancing. I feel do honanam. I'm in the train, bo. So be alpha.
Yeah, they'll say everybody, all the boys. Yeah.
And then if you don't give them, they'll tell you don't go and bring the girl.
Yeah. And obviously you standing there, you're wasting your
time. With the engagement, I think there's nothing wrong with
it. No, please don't.
You can't talk about it too much. Though I will warn you.
For us, the boys, when we were there, then this old woman came. Said, give them money. Said, okay. Then she started. We said, Momo. Said, no, cash. Said, Momo, no, cash. Went on, then the boys all started. We are going. Then we started jumping. Hey, everybody left.
No
then
money.
She was like,
no
they
money.
They are bad boys. They are bad boys.
Yeah, so I'd like, no, but asking for stuff at a wedding is just cringe to me. It's just, if you want to give a gift, give a gift. However, whatever you can afford, give it. But I'm not going to put price on champagne.
Is not you doing it.
No, some people do it. Some people.
Yeah, but some people.
Oh, it's some people is part of the wedding. Yeah.
MCs to do it. Yeah.
Then
you don't. You had this seat in Accra, though. You had this seat at big weddings.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh yeah, it's the one I experienced was in
smaller Kumasi weddings. Like, yeah, smaller weddings. You see it.
And
a
the funny thing was that guy didn't even serve anything, not even water. Yes, and we were so pissed because.
Why are you pissed?
Oh no. Because no. So I had a problem with me, for instance. Even take job. me for instance, I hardly anything involving queue, I hate it. Like joining a queue for food, elections, that thing. Yeah, like I really hate it.
You're not patriotic.
Sadia didn't mean pay. So it was upset. Like it was in Kumasi. I went on a Friday. And obviously, I was sleeping in a hotel, booking a hotel for 2 nights or so, and then coming back. Then I get to the reception.
You didn't give me water?
Not even water. At least water. I will go for a wedding and at least I will drink. Okay, but so with
why,
the food,
why do
no.
you want water?
Hey, I'm thirsty.
Buy your own water.
Where?
No. Go outside and buy the water.
Hey.
If I didn't do the wedding, won't you drink water?
I'll not be here, so
and,
I'll not be thirsty.
And the annoying thing was immediately I got there because
exactly,
the guy, because the guy knew me. I think he prompted the MC and I was like, hey, guy now abana jali omutu omanai bakwa fausika betu honum. And then I went and then I put the money down. And all those who traveled, at least I was expecting something like, for those in the town, fine. But those who traveled all the way to, at least you could have made
the make a pack. Like,
if you know you won't serve them, then don't take their money. You can't take someone's money, for a little champagne, blah, 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 and then you won't serve the person too. It is, then you are
that's
doing
rude.
It like, yeah,
you see, but
yeah.
No, but you see, most of the times, we see it like it's a ceremony. Others see it as business. Ceremony, no, yeah. No. A investment. Sikana ma saying na, wasi minya. You understand? So
then, that's what you have to do strictly by invitation. Select them. And select the people you want to meet. Like
the people
I
with
know,
the liquid.
Yeah.
I told Mami that she should invite her friends. But me, I know Mami's friends that I want to invite personally on my own account.
You understand? Auto pressure.
Because I know that Anya.
Yeah, some
if they are coming, they will not come empty handed.
Few Benjamins will flow.
Few? Envelopes
yeah.
will flow. Because when they are going, you see, they... Do you understand?
Yeah, with the Benjamins.
So that one, I know that if Mami doesn't invite them, come me, I'll invite them. Exactly. I don't even care if they are on bad terms with my mother. Me, I'll invite them. Because I know. So I know that, oh.
No, but
I can get someone to buy my tickets for my honeymoon.
Yeah. Yeah,
but don't expect people to come and pay for your wedding.
No.
Yeah. I expect but at least there are some people.
There are some
target.
People who would. Yeah. There are some
who
people who surprise
chairman
you.
Of the wedding.
Was a chairman, so you'll be issue. Gangster chairman.
Should I call for chairman?
Because I saw a chairman who afterwards he told the bride and the groom that anytime he's officiating like a ceremony like this, he gives the bride and the groom a token to start life.
Wow.
He calls it obrashasie.
Wow.
And then he said, oh no, wabobra.
Wow.
Into obrashasie. And he wrote a check. Check no try no Jesus.
Well, I've gone for one. The chairman wrote 20k check.
And then it was 100. It was 100,000.
Look, just look. That's a whole wedding.
Yeah.
Say, take,
he
pay for your wedding.
He gave them that Omon fan started life. And then the reason behind that was Ose Owareyan. It took his wife to help him because Owareyan baby ano motino. There was a rented apartment. He didn't have money. The wife also didn't have. But not on money pressure. She understood him. Also, Bani Fia, it was kitchen stew.
Why is that? They always say that it's the wife that understood the man.
No. He's saying that because like, Obana money pressure to like, overdo things.
No, not that. You see, ideally, the man is supposed to be the head of the house to provide. So
except when it comes to
working. That's I said, ideally, the head. You get it? So financially. So it takes a man to understand to be able to.
Yeah, adjust.
That's why.
And then the man was like, "Into any time, Bia will be friend and say, umbe officiate wedding.
You know him.
But what is number?
He gives them something to start life because
he wants them over for the
saying
garden.
That, yeah. He's saying that if he had something to start life, if he had something to start
like,
life,
he
would have
position.
Been much better than
maybe
he
no.
is. I will watch up with you. He would have been. He would have. He said he would have." Gotten richer earlier But because he went through it the hard way.
You never know. Maybe you'd have done drugs with the money in the beginning.
And because he went through it the hard way, anytime you call him, if not anything at all, he gives you an amount that he can waste on a night.
Wow.
For you to start life with.
That man
get like 4 different apartments. Trasaco Valley. Wow. So when there's an event for his family members, he opens all. To once a finish twice, we have 4.
People have money in this Ghana.
Yeah, they so here, you know, get money.
This one there, we've talked at length. Yeah, but I mean, let's wrap up with this thing. I don't know if you guys have heard this, that right now it's like people are focusing more on the wedding than the marriage itself. Do you guys agree?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. It's not your business.
I agree.
Okay. Wow. And why is that?
Reason being that we like to be seen as human beings. We like to, you know, show off and all. So it's at a wedding that all these things can be seen. So people don't get right people's advice them first off. Excuse my choice of words, but people don't also reason for themselves too much. So they're only thinking about what people will see rather than the aftermath. That's how I kept on saying from the beginning. I always focus on the aftermath. Mm. So that's the reason. That's what causes it. Mm. So most people are looking at, oh, wedding day, and then your bed, then your bed, then your just say, oh, person, your shepherd. Afterwards, you don't think of what will happen afterwards. Like, you don't have a place to live.
Mm.
You don't have. I was telling my wife this morning that every time when it comes to weddings and stuff, you should look at what you can have on yourself for like the next 6 months. Like, if things go very bad, for the next 6 months, can we survive? That's how we plan that our stuff. So I mean, if people take aftermath into consideration, I think it will help solve all these problems.
I 100% agree. Now I think it's not just about a couple these days, even the families. You can get a family who go like, wedding tantan time biao. Yes, you get that a lot. So
I said that people don't get good people's advice. Mm. My parents were like, when they started, they didn't start. So we should look at ourselves. We shouldn't think of what people will think of, what people will, and series of people who give us advice said the same thing.
Mm.
So I mean, first of all, it all boils down to people not getting too much good advice.
Mm.
That's true. My father always says that. If you as a girl, you're also not ready financially, don't do it. Even if your husband is a millionaire.
You see.
Every time I say, why don't you want to get married? I'm like, I don't have enough money to get married. Like, but it's not your money. But then you also forget that things can happen in a marriage where you need both incomes to sustain both of you. Because, okay, you get married a person, you realize that it's the person's parents' money. Or it is money that they did some one contract and they got their money, and then now you have used it for the wedding, and you, the girl, you don't have money. What you finish the wedding, you finish the big wedding, you didn't think about after whatever it is. So me, the advice my father gave me is that you to get your own. That's when I said I have my own money. That's what I meant. Okay. Have your own money so that when it comes together, it's plenty money.
Oh, okay.
Rather than depending on,
and it's the society that we find ourselves in. Someone can go for a wedding purposely to look at the lady's gown or the man's suit.
Come and say that. Yes.
And they'll go home. Ah, boy, no, so where you should be a nation. You see, so it will put pressure on. If someone is telling me on married as at now, mm-hmm. and someone tells me that when I'm about to get married, I will try to
get a
exactly
Louis Vuitton shoe. You're gonna buy 5K shoe.
To do something to placate myself in the near future. So with that, I agree. I agree 100%.
And so we bring the curtains down on today's episode of The Crossroads Show. Thank you very much for doing the listening. A big thank you goes to the production team. I mean, everyone who made sure that today's show was a success. Very, very big thank you to you.
true.